Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends, and welcome to another Jason Cundy TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Jason Cundy. You can also check me out all next week on the Sports Bar from 10 p.m. taking your calls. Now, we start this podcast by looking back at the life of England World Cup winner George Cohen MBE, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 83.
I think the best things that could be said about George is what a nice man he was. What a true gentleman, a man who was genuinely interested in other people.
Every player I met out of that generation, of that squad, were gentlemen and very humble about their achievements.
He was a great character and one of football's enduring personalities who gave so much pleasure to so many people.
These boys, you know, they got their just reward by winning a World Cup. They got their recognition over the years. George, you can see what kind of man he was, the way he spoke about Bobby Moore.
And here comes Hurst. He's got some fiddler on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now.
It's life-changing in as much as you've got that on your record and people are impressed when they see you, hopefully. It's one thing that you look back and think, God, that was wonderful.
Bobby Moore comes up to receive the Jules Rimet Trophy. And it means England are the world champions.
Simon Jordan led the tributes on Jim White, where he went on to explain the importance of that 1966 England World Cup winning squad and George Cohen's impact.
I don't think we know or recall how good and what they achieved for this country. And given the fact it's been 56 years since we've achieved anything vaguely resembling it, or haven't as yet, these boys, you know, they got their just reward by winning a World Cup. They got their recognition over the years in society and by gongs and so on and so forth. But George Cohen was a lovely man. And if you listen to that documentary that I watched yesterday, which, by the way, was a brilliant documentary, George, you can see what kind of man he was, the way he spoke about Bobby Moore.
Legendary Premier League manager Roy Hodgson also paid tribute and believes George Cohen's family will be proud of the legacy he left behind.
I think he was a very bright man, George, very, very intelligent. I think that he conducted himself continually in the right way. And, you know, to conduct yourself well at all times, in all circumstances, is a very, very difficult thing to do, especially when you're in the public eye. And I think that Daphne will be very, very sad today, but I know that she and the family will be unbelievably proud of George, A, of course, because of what made him famous, but also B, because of the life that he gave her.
Iconic football commentator John Motson also paid his respects and believes the Fulham legend will be deserving of a statue outside Craven Cottage.
If anybody deserves a statue at Fulham, it would be George Cohen, because he played for the club over 400 times and never looked like moving, really. I mean, he was very much a one-club man, and his loyalty was always to Fulham. And I'm very, very sorry that we shan't see him again, because he was a great character and one of football's enduring personalities who gave so much pleasure to so many people, not just as a right-back, obviously, in the 1966 team and a Fulham player, but also because of his friendship and his loyalty to the club which was so apparent when he went on to make so many friends in later years.
Tiesti's breakfast show now. Natalie Sawyer was joined by Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour, gave his prediction on how Liverpool's season may play out.
The bar is so high with Liverpool.
Yes.
And once you fall below that, there's always, what's happened to Liverpool? Mm. But they've just got to get a run going there, haven't they, before the World Cup. So I expect them to be in the top four, no problem.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they've got the squad. They've got the players, so I expect them to do well to the end of the season now. I don't think they can win it. I think Man City are too far ahead and Arsenal probably too far ahead at the moment. How many games are Man City going to lose? That's the problem you're going to have. Any team trying to chase it down, how many games are they going to lose?
Much love, football manager Neil Warnock also joined TalkSport Breakfast and believes the disruption of the World Cup will give us a fiery second half to the Premier League season.
I've got a feeling that the second half of the season is going to be electric, mate. Because we've always had the World Cup at the end of the season and everybody's knackered. They're all cream crackered, aren't they, at the end of the season? They want to go to Benidorm and places, don't they? Get on that. Well, you do anyhow, Ray. And get on that beach and have a few jars. Whereas now, I think they're all fresh.
Yeah.
And the lads coming back, I think, are sharp. I think the lads that have been here that haven't played in the World Cup have just got a couple of weeks to catch up. In that respect. And I think we're in for a great second half of the season, mate.
Moving to Jim White, Simon Jordan has said on Pep Guardiola, he thinks it will be a major surprise if he didn't end up winning the Champions League trophy during his spell at Manchester City.
Something tells me, Simon, I don't know why, that he might not do it even this season.
Oh, I'd be surprised if he doesn't do it this season. I mean, I've been surprised on previous season when he hasn't done it. And of course he wants to win the Champions League, because otherwise he'll be questioned about his inability to have won the Champions League. I also think it's not an embarrassment of riches of opportunities for Guardiola to go around the world and operate anywhere else. He's been to Barcelona, maybe he can go back there. He's not going to go to Madrid. He's been in Germany. Where would you go other than Manchester City right now that gives you the opportunity? Yeah, you can go and manage in other leagues that might have an Italian connection because you haven't managed there, but that's not the league it once was.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised he stayed at Man City. And I do think, if you know, you cannot decry the dominance of English football that he's now brought about with a unique style of football that others have tried to play but never been able to be as successful as he has.
Yeah.
And so you look at it and say, on one hand, we take away the fact that he hasn't won the Champions League. On the other hand, you have to look at Manchester City and say, that's a cup competition over 13 games. And ultimately, your bread and butter is winning a 38-game domestic league, and that's what you'll be judged by in a longer game. But of course, given the nature of Man City, given the nature of the finances, given the nature of the group, the City group that's got all these football clubs around the world, if he doesn't deliver the Champions League, and it can't be kept on saying that it's a lack of experience, because every bloody player they've bought over the years has always played in Champions League football. So this lack of experience nonsense never cut it with me.
Sure.
The decisions he's made at individual times against Lyon and against Chelsea are the reasons why perhaps Man City didn't win those two tournaments that they could have won in the most recent years.
On my show now, Jason's Cunny Drive Time, while Mr. Goldstein is ill. Former Premier League striker Darren Bent was alongside me, where we discussed Manchester City's 3-2 win over Liverpool. He believes Jurgen Klopp's men must be reaching the top four this season.
Sometimes when you see these two top teams going at each other, sometimes it can be a bit of a bore fest. Mm. You can't say that when Manchester City play Liverpool, because both of them go hell for leather, toe-to-toe, to try and get that every single time, and you think, what an advert for football this is. But I think Jurgen Klopp would be disappointed because he's lost the game and he's lost one of his rivals. But I guess in the grand scheme of things, they have got bigger fish to fry. They've got to try and somehow navigate themselves through the Champions League. They've got to get into that. For Liverpool Football Club, that is a must. That's a must.
That's bigger than last night.
Yeah. Getting in the top four for me, for Liverpool, is a must.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And finally, we look ahead to the return of the Premier League. Yes, she's back, where TalkSport will bring you live and free and exclusive commentary of all 10 games over 3 days on Boxing Day for a feast of Christmas football.
He scored again! Double the dose from Bukayo Saka. Arsenal's third, and they're saying, catch us if you can. And he set Kane in here, left-hand side of the area, 2-0.
I think it was a gift for Tottenham.
Salah turns it over the line, and Liverpool lead. This is absolutely crackers. Calvert-Lewin, edge of the area, rolls the challenge of Gehi, and scores a wonderful opener for Everton.
Cuts it back, Maddison! Leicester back on terms! James Maddison!
The TalkSport festive roadshow rolls on.
Low towards the edge of the penalty area, controlled by Ings, who creates the space and fires in a wonderful goal. Finds Almiron for Newcastle, drifting towards the edge of the area. Oh, what a fantastic goal! Miguel Almiron, take a bow! It's touched in by Tony, and Brentford may just have stolen all 3 points at the Etihad Stadium.
Could be one of the best Boxing Day games we've ever seen.
Mitrovic with a header, it's scored! Alexander Mitrovic for Fulham.
The margin was big, the chances were small, but a win tonight means a better Christmas for all.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your poddies. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.